Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled Bonnish Play with the Doctor. Tell me, sir, how do I worship your beautiful cock? How do I suck it the way you want me to do it? I want to know how to turn you on. I want to make your cock burn for my touch. Yes, I will kneel down while you are standing so that your cock is comfortably poking me in my face and I take you in my mouth, delicately, with great relish. In this position, I can't take you too deep, but I play with my tongue, all roaming around your head and trying to poke itself inside its hole. Yes, baby. My hands are busy stroking you. Not hard, but a gentle motion with just enough push to let you know what I am doing. Yes. I then wander to your balls and caress them. My mouth can wander around there too, all the while stroking. I feel myself and I am wet with sticky, viscous me. Yes, and slippery and running down my thighs. Yes, baby. I put my finger inside myself and then bring it to your lips. You like that, baby? I know you do. Your cock is getting harder and harder as your arousal mounts. I then stimulate you so fucking much that you come in shooting spurts. Yes, baby, into my mouth. I can feel the twitching and pumping and your balls retract and also your cock trembles. I then keep stroking your cock until you are empty, oozing still. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Tell me, sir, can I give you a blowjob? Yes. Oh, I really want your cock deep in my mouth. Yes. Oh, let's begin. I entered the hotel room. The doctor had been there before me. He had rented the room and then gone to his convention for work. He had one seminar to attend. Then he would have the entire afternoon and evening to spend with me. As I walked in and removed my coat, I saw what he had left for me on the bed. A silk scarf, a red rose, and two sets of rope. Yes, on the bathroom mirror was a note. Take a hot bath, beautiful. I've left a few things for you next to the tub, and the towels are on the warmer. Baby, I will be back soon. I went to the tub and saw them. White lace, garter, hose, lavender-scented bath crystals. I filled the tub and began removing my clothes. Yes, I sank into the hot water and turned on the jets, letting my mind drift in the warmth and smell. I heard the sound of the door opening and closing. Oh, the doctor had returned, and he was early. His body filled the doorway of the bathroom. The smell on his face was one of relief. Maybe he thought I wouldn't come. He then walked over to me and bent down and kissed my mouth. Yes, baby. His kiss was hard, tense. I began unzipping his pants and pulling his hard cock out. Yes. As his tongue played in my mouth, his fingers wrapped in my hair so that I could not pull away. I stroked his cock and then moved down to take him into my mouth. Yes, I could taste his pre-cum immediately. He was oozing, ready to burst. I stroked him, running my tongue up and down his shaft, feeling the engorged veins move under my tongue. Then I took him fully into my mouth. Yes, sucking hard and stroking. I wanted to taste him. I wanted his first orgasm of the day to be in my mouth. Yes. Oh, I wanted to own him. Before he took me into the other room and slipped that scarf across my eyes, placed the rope around my wrist. Yes, before he owned me. Oh, I would have him first. Yes, baby. He came in my mouth, hard. I pulled back and cupped my tongue, letting him watch as his cum filled it, then flowed over and down onto my tits. Yes. Oh, yes. He then bent down and kissed me again, taking in his own cum as he kissed my mouth, then down, licking the cum off my tits. Oh, yes, baby. Sucking each nipple into his mouth. Oh, yes. I love it when he sucks my double D tits. It feels good. Yes. He helped me out of the tub and walked into the other room. I heard music playing and the sounds as he removed his clothes. The room darkened as he closed the curtains. I dried myself and put on the garter. He came back into the room completely naked, yes. He was getting very hard again. His body was beautiful, yes. His legs muscular from years of riding his motorcycle. He came over and sat at the vanity, just watching as I put the stockings on. I put one leg in his seat as I pulled the stocking up. He reached out and slid his fingers inside the folds of my lips. Oh, yes, playing with my clit while I snapped it into place. Then he reached for my other leg, pulling the stocking up expertly. He snapped it into place. He kissed my thigh above the stocking, his breath hot against my bare skin, baby. Yes. We rose and walked to the bed. He then took the scarf as I sat on the edge of the bed and placed it over my eyes, tying it in the back, then rearranging my hair around it until it looked just as he wished. I laid back on the bed, my legs spread wide, and lifted my wrists as he tied them to the headboard, one wrist at a time. Yes, I could hear the shudder in his breathing as he bent over me, tying them just tight enough to hold me in place, but not tight enough to be painful. Then he moved to my tits, lingering there for a long time, playing with them, yes, sucking on my nipples and squeezing them in his hands. I gave a gasp as he suddenly entered me with his finger. Yes. It feels so fucking good, baby. Yes. Then his mouth followed. Yes. Moving slowly down, his tongue teasing the skin of my belly, making me want to reach down and force his head between my thighs. I let out a moan. Yes. As he lifted my legs up onto his shoulders and began sucking on my clit. Yes. Oh my God. Oh, feels good. Don't stop, baby. Yes. Pushing his tongue inside of me. My body was on fire and I wanted to fuck, but the ropes around my wrist left me in a position to do no more than buck my pussy up against his face as he continued to yes, eat me. Yes. Tastes good, doesn't it, baby? Yes. Don't stop, feels good. Yes. God. The teasing was torture, and I was begging him to fuck me. Oh, baby, please fuck me. But he would only say, not yet, as he moved my legs from his shoulders and then opened them wide, knees up on the bed. I heard him fumble for a moment on the bedside table. I heard the sound as he turned the vibrator on. Oh, yes. Then he pushed it inside me. Yes. Yes, feels good. He stroked me with it, pushing it in and out, teasing it against my clit, then pushing it into my ass. Yes. As I clenched back. Yes. He worked it gently, turning it off and using it as a dildo as he started to eat my pussy again. Oh, yes. Baby. Don't stop. I wanted to fuck, but the more I squirmed on the bed, the tighter the rope pulled against my wrist. He finally removed the vibrator and reached again for the nightstand. Do you remember the bullet vibrator I said I would get you, baby? Words. He whispered against my neck. I felt my nipples rise to a sharp, hard points. Yes, with heat of his breath and kisses against my neck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. He reached down and pushed the bullet inside. Oh, yes. Adjusting the speed as he watched my reactions. Then I heard the sound as he popped the cap on the anal lube he had brought. Oh, I can't wait. He lifted my legs onto his shoulders again, leaving me helpless to move other than pushing against him. He left the bullet inside me and entered my ass with his beautiful, hard cock. He fucked me slowly at first, working it in a little at a time, then harder and faster and rougher. Yes, baby. As his excitement grew, I squirmed under him, a mixture of pleasure and pain that pushed me to the brink of an orgasm. Yes, and over. Until I was moaning and calling out his name. Oh, doctor! Oh, fuck me, doctor! Oh, yes! He sank deep inside of me, his body going completely rigid as he started to pump my ass full of his yummy cum. God, I love his cum. Oh, doctor, so beautiful. Yes, I heard the loud sound of his orgasm moan as he drove deeper and deeper until I was almost crying out from the pain of it. Oh, God, yes, fuck me. Yes. 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 I could feel the wetness of his cum running out of my ass as he slowly pulled out. But I could not do anything more than close my legs and hope that I could contain it. He lay down beside me, sucking my nipples like a baby as his hands reached up to undo the scarf around my eyes. It was then that I saw the ropes around my wrist. The knots. The knots were rather intricate. But how I could see that I could have easily freed myself if I had not had the scarf around my eyes. And in my blindness, I did not realize that just by relaxing my pull on them, I could have escaped. We rolled over into one another, and he held me in his arms, kissing me passionately and stroking my hair, his hands moving around my body, exploring me leisurely. Yes, we lie there and whisper to one another, as if newly realizing that we were not alone and that there were people in the room next door. We could hear them moving around and laughed quietly at what the sounds they must have heard coming through the thin walls and from under the door that adjoined our rooms. Then about the bed. Yes, he called the front desk. Could you please send some fresh sheets to our room? We seem to have a little ASCOM emergency. We rolled out of bed and he started the shower. Yes, a quick cleanup before we headed out for a late lunch. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Remember, my lovelies, stay horny, stay wet. Yes, baby, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.